And welcome to the Oz Football Podcast, the first one of the new year. So happy new year to all the listeners. I'm Nick. So I'll quickly go around the table and introduce everybody. Do you want to start off, Lee?
Yeah, all right, Lee. Back again, yep. Obviously. Thanks for that, Nish. Jess.
Great start.
Jess is back. Jess come to episode two. Didn't come to last week. Sent me an email with a list of demands. Right, so then what we've had to do...
She's like a diva. She's got, like, you know, yeah, 16 bottles of vodka, 11 bottles of vodka, well, obviously own changing room.
We are back in Cheers Bar on George Street, and we've got free beers this week from Budweiser.
Thank you, the King of Beers.
Thank you, Jess, for stamping your feet.
Yep.
And
there
you go. We've got, you know, complimentary beers, so good stuff.
And just the way it should be.
Absolutely.
Well, you've got your shirt on today. What's happening?
Oh, Sydney FC, you're going to beat the Central Coast Mariners. They're the games we win.
Excellent. I'll see you later, Kev.
And then we've got John. G'day, cricket.
Johnny, what we want to know is...
Hey, it's Andy's back again, second week. Man City fan and Sydney FC fan.
God, I absolutely hate you today, J-Mo. Absolutely hate you today.
And then right at the end, so we might not be able to pick it up, just speak up, James, because you're doing our challenge today. Our second food challenge. We're doing football food challenges each week, and today is the pre-match breakfast. How are you feeling for the pre-match breakfast?
I'm starting to get a bit scared.
But you were all gung-ho this morning.
Please, yeah.
Don't
know what's about to
and
come.
The distance between United and
four.
Yeah, that's
a very yard.
That is a big distance. And to be honest, there's a big act to follow from last week.
Yeah, he took Crystal the lad did very well last week.
Jane,
have you got the camera ready? Because we do want to take photos.
Oh yeah, I'll take the photos from here. Yeah,
you can do it, Jane.
And then we've got Casey.
And then Matty back for the third time. Liverpool and Central Coast.
Next.
So yeah, I think me and Jane are going to put a few heads today. To be honest, so it's going to be good.
You're not going to fight with me.
Oh, Jess, you're too lovely. He's just
top. Excellent. Plus, it was one of her demands. But anyway, before we move along any further, we'd like to thanks to Cheers Bar very much for having us down here, providing the food challenge that Jane is about to attempt to go through, and for all the hospitality and the free Budweisers.
Yeah, once again, the King of Beers. Thank you so much.
It was. Plus some free sunglasses, which you'll see online, and a dodgy hat that's floating around somewhere.
It's not dodgy, it's mine.
Yes, you are. Excellent. So thank you very much, Cheers Bar. If anyone's around, everyone pop down on a Sunday. We're always going to be here, 1 o'clock, so you can come and join in the madness. All right, excellent. So I suppose we're going to get kicked off with a bit of Twitter. I think it's pretty close to all of us, but Robbie Slater last week decided he was going to give up and then changed his mind.
He put on there basically saying, you know, it's been fun, but he's copping a fair bit of flack, so he's decided to pull the pin, which...
Please.
He's kind of set himself up for it, though, hasn't he? Do you not reckon?
Well, I agree.
Love him or loathe him, my opinion on this is we've got players, ex-players and pundits now who are coming on Twitter and giving us feedback, which is great. Now, if you don't like him, don't follow him.
I agree.
But the 100%. Amount of stick he got was beyond. The point is now saying, I'm going to come off. And it's like, well...
Well, he shouldn't fap over Harry Kewell.
Hey?
He shouldn't fap over Harry Kewell. And then, you know, he wouldn't get as much shit as he did. Sorry.
Oh, look, I have to say that I was having a look at this online this morning, sort of looking at some of the backstories. And I was very surprised to see the very first day that he joined, was actually in quite a few forums going, oh, let's give this guy help. Let's see how many days it takes to get him offline. I thought that was a bit of a funny one. So
yeah, no, I mean...
You put yourself out there, you get what you're given.
100% right. I mean, we'll bring it back
to... He lives in the public life.
We'll bring it back to, like...
Whatever.
He's in the UK, right?
Exactly.
Joey Barton, right, for example, in the UK. He gets absolutely dogloads of abuse whenever he headbutts someone or does whatever he does. But
that's what he does.
But on Twitter for the Hillsborough Justice campaign, he was absolutely incredible. He was the biggest at the forefront for pushing the Hillsborough petition signature, and it was unbelievable the amount of support and the amount of followers that listened to him and actually did the job. So for me, it can work either way. He gets abused and he takes it and he does what he does.
But
he also uses it for positive reasons. Does Robbie Slater use it for positive reasons or does he just have a go?
The only thing I'll say about Joey Barton is he slags off the Towie cast, and that's the greatest show on TV. So you shouldn't do that. They're really...
It's, No. Yeah. Have you not seen Desperate Scouse Wives?
I've seen it. It's great.
Yeah. But that's, do you know what I mean? It's like Robbie Slater.
Twitter is there, and we've got a link between.
Not going to believe this. Okay, so we've got an ambulance standing by outside.
Mark, have you got the disclaimer?
I think that breakfast is going to take 10 years.
That is absolutely shocking.
Now that is the ultimate pre-match breakfast.
Right, five hash browns, about a kilo.
How many sausages?
About a kilo of mashed potato, scrambled egg. Six sausages.
Oh my God. There's ten sausages.
Six slices of toast and loads of mushrooms and a bowl of beans.
That's bigger than the pie last week.
That is bigger than the pie.
Any last words before we move on?
Okay, Jane, we're all taking photos. You enjoy and get stuck
in. Let us know how it goes.
It's your pre-match breakfast. We're back on Twitter.
She's taking her jacket off. Here we go. She means business.
We're back on Twitter overnight. What we've seen on it from the UK news was a guy who racially abused Stan Collymore yesterday at least five times. The guy actually deleted his tweets, but Collymore screens saved them all, reported them to the police, and the guy's now being arrested.
Damn right as well.
So no, absolutely. 100%, mate. So the point about with Twitter, it's a two-way street.
It is.
And let's not abuse it. Let's just, you know, embrace it.
I've had a problem with my 7-8 followers.
Actually, Johnny, what is quite... Because I do follow you, so I'm one of them. Russell Crowe's replied back to you twice.
We're Twitter buddies, yeah.
You know, buddies with Russell. So John only got 17 mates, but yes, Russell Crowe replies to
him. He doesn't follow me, though.
Yeah, I know he doesn't, but he does reply. That's better than an autograph.
It is a fantastic thing, brother. You can reach out and touch anyone in the world.
Can somebody retweet it for me, please? Give me credibility with the babes.
We'll get you some more followers.
Might get you a shirt for an upside retweet by Russell.
Jess, anyone famous ever retweeted you or messaged back that you can think of? Or anyone you've gone, how good's that?
Lee, for me.
I do a lot of Twitter for work, and so with the events that I work on, I get a lot of retweeting. Not that I'm endorsing anything, so...
Yeah. Go on, name?
No, I can't. I really can't. I'm a government employee.
There we go. But, you know, so that's Twitter, you know. Let's just keep it
And that's
nice.
Life, and I think that's what you got to get used to.
So we've got one get used to it, one keep it nice. Where's everyone else stand on the issue? Do you reckon it's fair?
Definitely freedom of speech, get your soapbox.
There's a difference between freedom of speech and trolling people, but purely to get a rise out of them, which I think is very much
trolling.
There's nothing racial. But on forums and stuff, you get trolls, and they're not kicked out necessarily. So
well,
what's the difference on
that's
Twitter?
That's a bad forum, then. That's one where you've got
But what's
bad
the difference on Twitter? Why should they get kicked off? Do what you want.
He's not kicked off, his choice is getting abused.
One of the things he should be doing is retweeting all those people who are nasty and being stupid and start to manage that a little bit better.
Well, look what happened to...
Seriously, is this the personal strength?
This is how we got the reaction from the Victorian police when they were tweeting about kicking out football fans.
That's right.
And we got a response from them. So, you know...
You've got to manage it. Yeah, you're in the public eye, and if you set yourself up as a certain image, then
you have to hack
it's
it.
Got to be expected. I mean,
you're not going to be everybody's favourite person unless you're Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
All right. So, talking about Melbourne Victory
favourite people down
in Melbourne. Let's get on to the ending. Jess, Gold Coast closing down the beach. I've heard of the beach getting closed for sharks, but not for handbags.
Violence.
What handbags? Oh.
It's just ridiculous. I just feel really sorry for the fans. I just think it's really awful.
They were great lots as well. Yeah. When we met them up there, they were fantastic.
Yeah. And beach is now closed.
Yeah.
The best fan groups, they self-police, and I have no doubt that there are retards within every group. But for the club to...
Politically incorrect.
Sorry. Idiots within every group.
Government employee, come on.
But... I just think it's stupid, and that's the end of the club.
Do you really think it has a lot to do with the fans and the violence, or do you think it's just because they actually have to start saving costs and start closing down sections so they don't have to police it?
Man, interesting point, mate.
Put it all into the main stand. This is a club that hasn't renewed any of its players' contracts beyond a year, everyone's waiting for the
day. Well, they didn't any contract.
Didn't they have a cap for 5,500 for the game or something?
4,999, I think it was last year.
I purely look at this and I think it's a very good excuse for them just to push all the costs back, drop the overheads, so that this guy can have a saleable.
How can you have a game without fans behind your goal, though? It's what football's always been about.
It's a convenient excuse.
Yeah.
It's a convenient excuse. It's really sad, I think. Yeah. I think it's really sad. Yeah. It's such a great stadium up there as well.
Great stadium, great fans.
And the fans don't deserve it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
They care for a football club that their owner doesn't care for. And I think that's the worst part.
I just hope the next owner's a little bit more sensible with the way he manages it.
The Gold Coast Galaxy.
If they get another owner.
Gold Coast Galaxy.
Let's be honest, it's something to give up there, isn't it? So it's going to change.
Yeah, it's really sad.
You can't keep going.
Yeah,
I agree.
There you go.
All right, anything else for A-League?
There's plenty.
Oh, yeah.
Melbourne victory.
Jim Magilton. Do you know something? That is a decent signing.
I agree.
As a manager. He's old school, mate, isn't he, J-Mo?
Yeah, Ipswich playing some good stuff when he was in charge.
Me and you know him well from back in the UK.
Well, you know him personally.
Shut up.
BFS.
LOL. Gossip Girl.
But a lot of people in Australia have gone. The first thing they were saying is, who's Jim Magilton? Luckily, you thought they were getting Ian Dowie first.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then Jim Magilton.
Customs.
Well, I think that's why. And then Magilton's turned up. And I agree with you, Matt. I think he'll do
a
good job.
He's played
He was at QPR, wasn't he? And then they've said, oh, he's only the assistant coach at Shamrock Rovers. Well, one, he needed a job. And two, that's Shamrock Rovers. He got to the group stages in the Europa Cup.
Yeah.
Or Europa League, whatever you
Europa League.
I'm surprised he's not had more offers in the UK, I'll be honest with you, because he didn't. Yeah, he's very hard line though. Any players who step out.
Butter's one of them.
You'll see so. Melbourne's style change.
Oh, massively, mate. Massively.
They'll keep the ball just like Brisbane have been doing in recent games.
Do you reckon?
Jess, what do you think? Because obviously you're a big Melbourne fan.
I'm not, for the record.
But Terry Butcher or Jim Magilton, you've got a choice.
Look, nobody ever likes the opposing club's rejects. We wouldn't have taken... Who's the sack coach? Mehmet Drakovic. We wouldn't have taken him as a Sydney fan. So, you know what? I'll be interested. I hope that somebody headbutts Kevin Muscat. Sorry, Melbourne. But, you know...
You're on fire
today. That's a really good point, to be honest. I think his style and the passion that he has, and Muscat's passion for the game, it's gonna go one or two ways. If those two get on, they will be a force. What do you reckon, J-Mo? Magilton and...
definitely.
I think if they get on really well, Muscat and Magilton, they'll have a fantastic playing style. If they don't get on... Then there's going to be some rifts.
Magilton was a great player.
Who did he play for?
Ipswich mainly. Great shot on him. And when he was manager of Ipswich, I thought he was pretty unfortunate to get sacked. They were playing some good stuff. I can see Melbourne, especially with the players that they've got.
It will be interesting with Harry Kewell, though.
The
Harry Kewell factor.
He's such a good player.
He's a fantastic player, but
he's a great player.
But again, the whole Harry Kewell saga that always continues to... It's Melbourne victory and Harry Kewell in the same breath rather than the club then player. It's almost like the same thing at the moment.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting how Magilton deals with that. I think he'll be fine because he's a very hard line, but it's how Kewell will react to that, I think. But then again, he has been under big managers before. He's been under Rafa Benitez, etc.
It's his job.
Yeah, and he never played.
He's the manager.
Well, he was always injured.
He's the player. You know, that's the hierarchy, that's what's set in place. You do what they
say. How did everyone feel about the way the hiring, firing happened?
Listen, the fact that he flew in the day after he was sacked isn't great. I don't think that says much for the club. But, you know, they must have thought about it for a couple of weeks and had it ready, which, again, it's business.
It's been in the works for months.
Months. But, you know,
it's business.
Every company has a contingency plan. Melbourne victory are no different to any other company.
Of course.
Yeah, they're a football team, but at the end of the day, they're a business as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Can we shoot back to Jane, see how she's doing over there?
Jane, how's the brekkie going, love?
You've not touched the hash browns yet.
She's doing a lot of pushing. Pushing of the food around.
How are you feeling?
Overwhelmed.
Already?
Are you more overwhelmed than when we got married? Or
I'm just, definitely more me.
I'm just
way.
Putting that. Listen, this is it.
You know something? I was racking my brains and thinking something funny to say, and you just absolutely beat me to it.
Brilliant. Absolutely.
Just a record. Lee looks like a pepper army.
We'll chat about this later. Right. But also, right. This week, we had a big Wednesday.
23 goals in 5 games.
Oh, Gianni. What's that on average?
The man with the stats.
Just nearly four a game.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Second biggest aggregate ever, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
4.6. I thought, my opinion, the concept was fantastic. The way it was done in terms of all the games straight off the bat, fantastic. The date is what a question. Yeah. But what I actually do think is that they misjudged when the majority of people would go back after the Christmas holidays.
Yeah, they did.
And you took, what did you, Nick, the other day you said something, because when it first came out, I thought, brilliant, everyone's going to be off. But didn't they all go?
Yeah, Department of Labour had a study and it says 58% of people were returning almost straight away after holidays, which is actually the highest return rate ever for Australia. Australians have actually gotten back to work faster this year than any previous year, quoting a whole bunch of reasons. And I think that everyone was thinking that we'd still have hundreds of thousands.
Because I know, just being in Sydney this week, it's been considerably quieter than a normal working week. Overall, I thought the football was great. The attendances were up over 30%. The TV viewings were up over
30%. As well, around the same time.
Sorry?
Are you getting like 12,000, 15,000 per game?
At the ground? Yeah. Well, I know there was 8,000 in at Westpac in Wellington against Sydney FC. That's not a bad crowd.
That's decent. That's really decent.
And that was like 4 o'clock Kiwi time.
3 o'clock Kiwi time. 3 o'clock, yeah.
I mean, they have something similar in the UK with the rugby league, with Super League, and they have it on one day. They have every team playing on one day at one stadium, and everyone just piles in. It's really, obviously you couldn't do that here because of the size.
What the A League?
It's the same kind of thought process. Just everybody just getting into football mindset for the day, and just sitting down, going your own game, but then going to the pub and watching every other game.
Well, I think
just getting
next
that
year,
look up.
I think next year it'll be even bigger because people go, all right, Christmas holidays.
Let's book it off.
We know what it was like. That day is going to be a big one.
You got to teach people what to expect. You can't just expect it.
Yeah. So we know we've got the Boxing Day test with the cricket.
Yep.
And then we go, next year, everyone will go, all right, what's the date for the big football day?
Yeah, and then I'll take 3 days off to recover.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? You'd say, you know what?
Yeah.
I missed it this year. Of course, 3 games after work. Next year, I'm booking it off.
It's a full day. I mean, God, if you love your football... Brilliant.
I think it's a brilliant initiative.
A special shout out has to go to Mel McLaughlin. She did 2 cities that day. I'm pretty sure she did Melbourne and...
Massive shout out to Mel McLaughlin in any case.
Yeah.
Love you, Mel, if you're listening.
No, she's married, unfortunately.
So she did what games did she do?
I'm pretty sure she did a Melbourne game and maybe a Perth game. I'm not too sure. I'm not 100% sure.
Because I was to the game.
Yeah, she did
She's
two
a legend.
Cities in 2 days.
She's an absolute legend.
But what about the guy in the studio?
Yeah, no, they did 12 hours, but nobody cares about them. It's the person who gets on the plane. Mel McLaughlin's the most gorgeous out of all of them.
Well, she's not.
Ross Kelly, Channel 9.
No.
Fox Sports.
No, Lara Pitt.
Lee Furlong.
Lee Furlong,
not Robbie Slater. Sorry, just not a chance. So you would have. Sorry, we're going to get on Twitter. So you'd rather kiss Mel McLaughlin than Robbie Slater. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not
going to
answer that.
Oh, go on. Please answer that one.
What we did see. and this is A-League transfer news. Was we seen Ned Zelic go from SBS and he turned up on Fox Sports this week?
And
I thought he was brilliant.
Pretty cool acclaim as well. Ned Zelic. Pretty cool acclaim on Fox Sports.
Everyone loved him.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's going to turn up, but if he turns up every week, who's going to go?
Where's Andrew Pescalides? Where's Andrew Pescalides?
Elsewhere.
Playing golf on the golf course.
Yeah, he used to be on SBS in the 90s, isn't it?
I don't know where it went.
All right, so we'll move into goal of the week. Got to be Tim Howard.
Brilliant.
says the Evertonian.
It was great. I'm not, it was good. It was decent.
I can't repeat the text message you sent me. Because... Jess is and the...
And the Bunny's out, yeah. Jess and the Bunny's out.
More Budweiser's. Yeah, yeah. Another right. Round of Budweiser's.
Yeah.
Do you need one of those, Jane? Wash it down?
Go with your breakfast.
Well, I think she's sweating
extra,
here. Do you want a towel?
Extra carbs, perhaps?
Jemba Bar's goal was good.
Jemba Bar's was good. Hey, but what about was fantastic, mate. Dubai's free kick for Newcastle.
Yeah, that was good. Absolutely incredible. But what I want to talk about is tip...
Sergio Aguero.
Oh, whatever. But whilst we'll go on to the good goals in a second, J-Mo.
Tim Howard's boss.
Tim Howard. But then I think it got me thinking, good goalkeeping goals. And I think it was Schmeichel, and then I went, I sat there this morning and I thought, you know, the best goal ever from a goalkeeper, not the most spectacular, the most important ever, Jimmy Glass.
Last game of the season.
Jimmy for Glass. For Carlisle United.
Kept them in the lead.
10 seconds to go.
Drilled it.
I think he only played 3 games for them, you know.
Yeah.
Got oh, he's gone down in legend. He's gone down in legend status. Like, well, have a statue built for him.
I googled him, and it was just like legend, video. What he done to save his club? Legend, Jimmy Glass. And I thought, well, we did. It was 1999, and I still remember Jimmy. I don't even remember what I'd done yesterday, but I remember Jimmy Glass. I remember what Jamesy.
Jamesy's going to be sick.
You're right, Jane.
You're going to be sick. Keep going now.
Have a sip of water.
Yeah, I haven't even touched it.
Do you want to try it again?
At least, to be honest, there's some left over for us.
Yeah, we'll turn it into a share plate in a minute.
Yeah, you were getting all Rambo this morning, wasn't you? Anyway, back to Jimmy Glass. Any other
mate, was,
any of the goalies that you've seen score good goals?
Paddy Bonner from for Celtic. From a goal kick.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Against?
That I can't tell you. I'll need to Google that. But he was it empty. I don't know, can't remember to be honest. Oh no, was it for? It was for. Was it for Ireland? It might have been for Ireland.
Best goalkeeper goal I've seen scored by a goalkeeper is Brazilian Rodrigo Ceni, free kick specialist.
Oh,
no way!
He used to take all the free kicks in and around the box, and he's
what,
pretty
for Brazilian
good.
National team.
No, for the Sao Paulo.
Really?
Team, yeah. Google him. Some great free kicks. He's a penalty taker as well. I think he scored something like 30 goals in his career.
He does every penalty, and he's like spot on.
You want to see free kicks?
Right. But who else? We're going to get on to United and City, or Man United and City. I said United on Twitter this week. Ah, oh, didn't I? I get panned. Leeds fans. There's more than one United. So it's Man United and City. We'll come on to that in a minute. Any of the good goals this week? Andy Carroll scored.
Yes! Andy Carroll scored.
Don't believe you.
It looks like a bargain.
Who's
the guy who completed 90 minutes for Liverpool as well? You had some. Carroll scored.
Downing scored. Well. Yeah. Downing scored. Carroll scored. Bellamy scored.
I was going to swear then, by the way.
Yeah, any other goals?
New Year's resolution.
Sunderland? Did you see the Sunderland game? Yeah.
I saw the Sunderland Man City game, which I thought was fantastic.
Bet you did.
Did you see the Sunderland fan trying to chew the goalscorer's face off afterwards?
He got him in the end. He's grabbing him and he's hugging him and he's trying to kiss him. It's on Soccer AM in a second. It's on third. By the way, if you're listening, Soccer AM's on the big screen. Well, it's not really a big screen. It's like just a 40-inch plasma. Above us there, the Socceretts.
Nice Socceretts, by the way. Decent.
Yeah, I think from the US.
Cheerleaders,
And it'll come on a second, that guy. He's got him by the cheeks. He's trying to kiss him.
Not one of those ones on the cheek. He was going in for the kill.
He's going for the tongue, was he?
Yeah.
Mouth was open.
It was like Alien.
It's not it was.
Trying.
But there's a few good goals this week. But I reckon there's more to come. And United City.
Okay.
Watching...
This is going to be interesting, man. I'll tell you now.
What's anything going flying round this week? My personal opinion, United are in serious trouble. And need this. And a lot of people, both pundits and fans, are now saying this should be Fergie's last season.
Right, okay, listen.
I think he's had
problems before. Right, I'm obviously a Liverpool fan. I've got nothing good to say about the guy at all. However, the team is not great... I think there was a really interesting article this week actually by Mark Bosnich.
But he does need to win this game.
He was saying basically.
You read what Mark Bosnich wrote.
Yeah, I read every article. It's called research. Don't just turn up drunk like you are. Do some research. He was saying that, obviously he played at United, obviously. So he was saying, listen, he thinks Fergie is too indulgent in himself at the moment. And the fact he's not got any really senior players who stand up for him, who stand up to him, like your Keens, etc., who went, listen, we're not playing that great, this is what we should do. He's not got any players in that team who can stand up to him now. So, listen, I'm not agreeing with it, I'm just saying this is a subject to chat about. He's got gigs, yeah, but Giggs is quite mild-mannered. He's not one of the... He wouldn't be stand-up and be counted in that way, so...
Giggs is mild-mannered?
Yeah, he is.
Ask his brother's wife. Who's on? No.
Celebrity Big Brother.
She's now on Celebrity Big Brother.
Allegedly.
She's on Celebrity Big Brother. Yeah. How she is she?
Of course she's going to be on it. Yeah. Anything to write a story about.
Yeah, she's on it. How good is that?
She's great for us, because we can all laugh at Giggs again being in the spotlight.
Yeah, exactly. But, so that, I mean, that's an interesting point by Borkin. I don't know how that Fergie's too self-indulgent himself.
Possibly, you're right.
But yeah, what do you reckon, J-Mo, from that side?
United's cycle is almost complete. They've been at the top for a while. You only have to look around at all the other European leagues. Everyone dominates for a sustained period.
Liverpool, then we went out.
Milan, yeah, for over 20 years. Juventus, they've all done it. Ajax, remember when Ajax were the best team in Europe? There you go. You know, what are they now? And now it's other teams like Tottenham and City that, you know, they're coming up. And
glad we brought up Tottenham. So,
let's
can they win the league was the question from last week. But after City losing and United losing and Tottenham winning, if they win the game in hand, they're on level points for United, 3 points behind can they win it?
Jane's give up.
I've not given up.
She's gone white.
She's having a breath.
She's gone white.
Seriously. Last week.
I know.
He's got a question. United now.
Yeah, no.
I just want to bring that point in. The fact that can they win it? Well, yes, if they continue that form, yes, they can.
Right. Can I win the lottery on Tuesday? Yes, I can. Am I? No.
Odds are slightly different. 6 points behind you in the game in hand.
Matt. They will not win the league.
They could, though, couldn't they? Matt. Are you saying they could not win the league?
I did say that last week.
There you go,
but they won't.
That's what I'm saying.
They could, but they won't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying then.
All right, what a coulda, shoulda story of your life.
Mr. Meg over here.
City United this weekend.
Yeah, it's a great game. I mean, I've been on the phone to my mates back home. Everyone's really up for it.
Your teammates, yeah? Those two friends.
Oh, City and United fans.
Oh, you've got...
I've seen there's a big police...
The police have... The fan zone outside Etihad Stadium is usually serves alcohol to supporters, and they have a concert on and pre-match entertainment. That's been made an alcohol-free zone. And you can purchase beer in the stadium, but it's only two beers per person.
Is it going to manage that?
At a time.
Is it full strength?
It's full strength. Yeah. It's not like the crappy over here.
More people in lines than...
You can get four beers at a time full strength here, thanks.
Not at the cricket, you couldn't.
Actually, today they've just announced changes. So 2020, the SCG has now introduced full strength beer.
Oh, is it? Yeah. That's brilliant.
2020.
Happy days.
I did ask whether.
Happy days.
We'll
get onto that when we get into cricket later.
Yes. City United.
It's going to be interesting to see the team sheets. I will wait until the team sheets have been released before I put my bet on tonight.
So who have you got down for your full starting 11? Who's in the key positions for you today?
It just depends on injuries. It depends if Nasri and
Balotelli... Okay, if everyone's... Say, except in long-term injuries, who's been playing recently? Who would you play against United?
Well, no Torre, no Barre, so we've got to go with De Jong and Milner in the middle.
Milner in the centre?
Yeah, happy with that? I mean, I've seen a video today on the internet, Hargreaves is back in training, but whether he's fit...
that's the biggest laugh ever, isn't it?
Was it a YouTube video of himself, like, in Spanish?
No. It was at Carrington, training with the first team, and he looks pretty sharp, but... whether he's going to make the start,
I doubt he'd start with that.
As Mancini has come out in the press and said that psychologically it will be a big win for either team, whoever can take it.
You must be confident after the 6-1 win last time.
Yeah.
Confident of beating United, yeah.
Is it your gaff as well?
Yeah, well, we're pretty much unbeatable at home. So yeah, you would expect them to beat United, who are on a poor run at the minute. They're not playing well.
They're not playing well.
They deserve to lose to Blackburn, and they got out-battled by Newcastle. And Newcastle scored two great goals. The third one was just comical. But
I know it's said very often about, you know, the game's won in the centre and all that, but it really will be, I think, in this game.
Yeah, well,
United are looking very shaky in the centre. They just don't seem to be able to dominate games anymore from that position. And obviously without Torre and Barry, again, can you outmatch?
It's going to be a loss because Torre and Barry ripped Liverpool apart last week in the 3-0 win.
Come on.
So they're going to be missed.
I think you even admitted that.
Prediction 3-1.
Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah. Cut it off.
All right, so...
Now, I've got an Alex Ferguson question. If he wasn't 70, say if he was 58, he'd still be getting all this pressure to retire.
Yeah, because he'd be nearly 60.
Well, not retire. He wouldn't be pressure to retire.
He might get the threat to sack him.
He's
signed a new 3-year contract, and that's been rolling for the last 10 years or so.
Yeah. Other FA Cup news. Our team, Gillingham.
Was
it Gillingham? So, anyway, Gillingham.
Piemont.
Piemont. That's James that calls Piemont. It really does rattle me.
Well, to be fair, that's how
Met
it sounds.
Dennis Ollie back on the bench. Met Fish and Dennis Ollie back on the bench for Gillingham.
Have you been checking Gillingham out, Johnny?
Big fan. For years.
I was checking them out. Jim, off the...
You threw the towel in.
She's
not even touched it.
That's way too unfair. Look at that.
She's not even touched it.
That's more than the
four
challenge
last
week. Oh, it's a free. If anyone wants anything, just get.
I'm straight in.
I'm Matt's having the sausage.
I'm straight only to do the challenge.
Sausage and bread and a bit of egg.
Okay, but Gillingham, our team that we're sponsoring, because don't forget the UK football podcast guys. They get behind the A League and they go for Melbourne Heart. Yay! Shut up. So we went the other way and we took a UK side on Gillingham in the fourth division, Division 2. Last week beat Aldershot at the Priestfield. The crowd in Division 2, 5,500.
That's alright.
That's bloody impressive, isn't it?
That's alright. They have 11,000 crowds.
Yesterday they played Stoke City in the FA Cup, sold out 11,500. Division 4. That's all right. And I checked them. It's the only football league ground in Kent.
Really?
Yeah.
Kent's a big place, isn't it?
It is. And they've got the Brian Moore stand. Remember Brian Moore? The late Brian Moore?
Yeah.
He was actually a director at Gillingham.
Really, yeah.
So, Gillingham played Stoke in the FA Cup.
Got beat.
Tony Pulis used to manage Gillingham, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
He was the manager of Gillingham in the playoff final we talked about last week.
So Gillingham went 1-0 up, and then Stoke scored 3 goals in 13 minutes. And that was the end of the
dream.
Did
Peter Crouch score?
I don't know who scored. I didn't check it, to be honest.
Bring a match report, basically.
But we need to do that each week, I think, bring a match report, because...
You know, we will, but it's a bit. I'm quite happy that we decided to support Gillingham, because any club who's in the 4th division who can get 5,500...
That's decent. Wigan don't even get that, do they?
These days.
Just
watch it. I was being slightly facetious.
That's because of the away end.
7,000 of them are the away fans.
It's a Super League crowd, isn't it? It is.
Yeah, talking of. Yeah, you're right there, Wigan. Because that away end does all about 6,000-7,000.
Oh, Man City get 7,000 when they go to Wigan. So do United, and Liverpool, and Everton. Yeah.
That's because half of them live there, to be honest.
Yeah.
No, they do.
They do.
Seriously,
I used to live there.
We both lived in Wigan.
We've lived the high life. Rock and roll in Wigan.
Rock and roll down King Street.
Look, I can't wait to go there this year. April.
Are you going to Wigan?
Yeah.
You're not going away. You're not.
I am. Yeah.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Oh, we've got a mate getting married in Ireland, so we're taking the opportunity.
Hold on a minute.
Are you taking the opportunity to go to Wigan?
Well, we're going to see a few things.
You'll definitely see a few things.
Is it a city of industry?
Right?
Is it a city of industry?
It's a town of...
Everybody walked backwards.
It's a town of mediocrity.
Look, if there are any Wigan fans listening, we'll be there in April.
Right.
Show us a good time.
I'll put you in touch with
people. Don't say that to Wigan people. I swear on my life.
That's 6 years. I don't care.
Whatever. Brilliant. She'd rather kiss Mel McLaughlin, and she's going to Wigan for a good time. This is brilliant. I love having you on the show.
Did you kiss Mel McLaughlin?
I met my wife in Wigan.
And she couldn't even finish a challenge.
I know. Anyway, Johnny. Cricket. What's been going on
this week? What do you
want to
know?
Oh, well, you're a beauty.
Everything. Anything that's happened this week.
Scorchers are on top of the...
No, let's talk Tess.
I would have thought Tess was on the top of the tree, to be honest.
Michael, what do you want to know?
Michael,
what are you going to tell us?
The
Michael Clark, Ricky Ponting,
okay.
Hussey.
Okay, I've got a question about this then.
What do you want to know?
Everyone's saying, oh, Clarky got 329, so he's going to start getting 200s every couple of games. What do you reckon about that?
Where did you hear this?
Listen, it's the chat on the press.
I haven't heard that.
Well,
I read the paper.
You need to do a bit of more research on your own subject.
Maybe you should check your sources.
And as you listen to... And as you listen,
what is your bibliography?
As you listen to the commentary in the test, because that's what they're saying in the test. Now Michael Clark, now he's hit this at 329. Now he's going to start doing this, that, and the other.
You're wrong, mate.
Were they drinking that low alcohol beer?
What they actually said was Michael Clark can break through a century, but psychologically, he now knows.
That's what he said.
Psychologically, now he knows what it takes. So you do your own research, Matty.
No, I shouldn't. That's
exactly what he said.
Yeah. You're wrong.
They said now he's going to start getting 200s, etc. On a normal basis.
He's a strange fact for you.
Oh, yeah. You want to know about what?
The drought situation. Are you going to give him this little gift?
Ah, yes, Johnny. Yeah.
Drought situation.
No, you're drought, because John, obviously, since episode
one. Are we talking about cricket here, or?
Well, yeah, actually, let's get back to the cricket, and then we'll go to the drought.
The old school score the rounds, and the young guns take the wickets. It was very good to see.
So, Patterson. Patterson injured. Is that a massive thing?
You know
Mitchell Starks. Mitchell Stark will come into the squad meeting. That's all right. He'll go all right. Good to have Patterson on the rest of the series, but that's one of those things.
Can I just add something? Is that the middle order that got crucified before Christmas?
Yes,
before
we were all going to get
the same
sacked.
Middle order? Yeah.
Clark, and you Pussy, know Ponting, fire them all.
Pussy that was going to be banned from Australia and outlawed, sent to New Zealand.
I still
want to
see Cadditch there.
I want to see Simon Cadditch there as well.
That'll never happen with Clark, though.
Oh.
He's a legend.
That'll never happen with Michael Clark.
And also, can I just add as well, you can tell Ricky Ponting has had a few decent innings because all his commercials have come back on TV. You didn't hear nothing. Swiss tablets, this, that, and the other, and he's back.
Nearly just you'll
feel better on Swiss.
Yeah, it's amazing what a couple of half centuries.
You know what?
Be.
The best part, though, was seeing an Australian opening batsman. Australian
batsman. Did you go to Melbourne?
Yeah, I did.
For the boxing day test?
Yeah.
Oh, tell us about it.
Well, I don't want to say what Melbourne was like, because whatever.
Oh, come on, you can't be like that.
You must have had a good time.
No, Melbourne just isn't a very nice place.
I love it.
I love Melbourne. Oh, it's great.
Do you want to remind Brian who you work for on that comment?
Did you enjoy
the
cricket?
I'm a government employee. Yeah, look, the cricket was great. It was a really great day. The A380, the Qantas A380 flew over the MCG full of 80,000 people. It was fantastic. It was amazing. If you've never done it, you've got to do it.
All right, Johnny, you're 2-0 up. Can you make this a whitewash 4-0?
I reckon we can get away with 3-1. I reckon they won't get a draw in Adelaide. I reckon we'll win
in Adelaide. Is that the pitch?
It's usually a betting paradise. But I'd like to see the selectors persist with Sean Marsh and Nathan Lyon. It'll be a good learning
curve. I reckon they'll drop Sean Marsh. And I reckon they might drop Dave Warner.
Persist with him. No,
He's got a ton left.
You can't drop him.
I reckon they'll think about it.
So with Patterson,
I've got an answer for that.
So with Patterson going, is the replacement good enough?
The Mitchell Stark or Ryan Harris? Yes, yeah, is he good enough?
You think?
According to Stark, the news this morning, Ryan Harris.
Stark's good enough.
Yeah, Ryan Harris.
And the coach said that he's not going to drop Marsh as well.
He's tall. He's fast. Indians don't like that. No one likes that.
What's his wickets?
He's only played one test.
That's all I'm asking. I'm just seeing if you think he's a decent enough replacement.
Perth is usually a fast bowler's paradise. But you have to get it right. If you get it wrong,
he's getting wickets in sixes. He'll be right.
Building an Ashes squad then.
We're building towards 2013.
Oh, we'll be your ass.
Oh my god.
This is brilliant.
Bit premature, love. Like my first time.
Johnny,
Swan, I'll tell you a part again.
You drought.
Well, these Budweisers have reminded me of something.
We've got a gift for you. We've got something to help you. Funny dad, we've got you some lucky undies.
Oh, that's terrible.
They're your lucky undies. You wear them and you're going to score some. Jane, take a photo.
Shoot, you will score.
And then what happens when the woman's taking off your clothes, and how do you explain that?
Feed the goat and he will score.
Taking
off my clothes.
How do you explain? Sorry, I'm just wearing my solo lucky undies.
So,
we need to just move on because we've got before we go on
drought. You didn't ask my drought news.
Go on. Have you had any joy?
I had a clean dream about Andrea Paul. Did you mean anything?
Jesus.
It was a clean dream.
we're having it.
That's not getting anywhere.
Next.
Anyway.
what's coming up? Matty, yeah. You're going to be involved. Jess, you're going to be involved. Is we've got the New South Wales weekend coming up in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely brilliant.
We're going to be in Newcastle.
JMO's coming now.
Are you coming, JMO?
Yeah, I've tagged JMO in.
We've
had a late arrival of our good friend Macca.
Another
Liverpool fan who comes down to Cheers Bar.
It's a nice pink shirt, Macca.
Pastel Macca is his name because of the pastel colours he wears to every game. We're going to try and get him involved as well and bring him along.
Right, we're doing 3 days.
Told you
3 days, three different matches. We've got Newcastle on the Friday night. Then we're going down to the Central Coast on the Saturday morning for the
five-star kick around the day as well.
Yeah. And we're going to Soccer Fives.
Soccer Fives, yeah. Soccer Fives.
And then on the Sunday, we hit Sydney, which we'll do the podcast.
Yeah.
And then obviously we're going to watch the
Sydney Gold Coast
game. Yeah. Exactly. And then other FFDU news is tomorrow we launch the nominations for the Fan Awards. Jess, you won last year.
Well, I didn't win. But our club won. And our team won. That's right. Yeah.
Sydney FC.
Yeah.
You're the winner, aren't you?
Local Cove won.
Hang around with the winner. Whatever.
Local Cove won two awards.
Yep, we did. And we'll win them again.
Which was great. So yep. We are launching that online tomorrow. That'll be for nominations for 4 weeks. And then we go into online voting. So keep a lookout for that. Jess, did you enjoy the awards last year?
I had a really good time, actually. And I think
what was the best bit? My surprise at the end?
Tim Cahill turning up was pretty good, but I reckon
I've no chance this year.
Hey, you might get some Central Coast person turning up. You never know. No, seriously, I thought last year was a really good night, and it was really nice to see the recognition of the community, the football community, especially the Australian football community. And I hope that Sydney do well again.
Are you guys going to get into it again this year?
Because
obviously he's got into it last year.
If there's anything I can do, it's win. Let me tell you that.
Alright.
Yes. I'm throwing it out.
It's like a
digit. Brilliant. Alright, so that's going to be good. JMO.
Yeah, mate.
Robbie Keane to Villa on loan. It might be happening. It's a childhood dream.
This is mad. How many clubs is that? 10?
10.
What, wow. 10 childhood dreams?
10 club. No, 10.
Because didn't say that about every team that goes.
Playing for the LA Galaxy is a childhood dream. Fantastic.
You say when he went to Inter Milan, when he signed for Wolves.
And Liverpool. Oh, he's always been a Liverpool fan, though. I mean, God, always.
Oh, yeah, Tottenham. Yeah. I'm just bored of it.
But how many other players have done it? Because I thought, Anelka, he's had 10 clubs.
Oh, has he had 10? I thought he was on about 8 or something.
I counted both of them were on 10.
There was Jason Punchin, who was on Soccer AM about 2 weeks ago. He's only 25. He's had 12 clubs.
He's good, then.
Wait, wait, there. Tim Cahill's on the telly.
Oh, and let's move on.
Soccer I am again. Look at him. Sorry.
Is it a good move then? For Villa and for Rob. It's obviously good for Robbie because he's getting paid. But
it could be.
I think it would be a great move for Villa. Yeah, so is Emi Leskey's been ruled out for a month?
Yeah.
They need bodies.
So with Robbie Keane coming in, I know there's obviously so much chat at the moment in Liverpool about everyone saw Darren Bent having a medical at Liverpool. So have they brought him to compliment
that's
him?
The best clap
of course, yeah. Have they brought him to compliment Darren Bent, or have they brought him with the expectation that he's leaving?
What, is he going to come and say, hello, you look nice?
No. I at this moment in time, I very much doubt Bent is going to leave Villa. McLeish has come out and said that he's had a personal assurance from Dalglish that Liverpool are not in the market for Darren Bent, so whether he's going somewhere else.
So they brought him to compliment him then, that's what we're saying.
Yeah. So and he could do a job.
I think that'll work.
Playing off the striker, playing off the front man. And, Villa played well with one striker against Chelsea the other week. They've packed the midfield. At home, they could stick to the same system, but play Keane just off that sole striker.
Because Liverpool, obviously, when he came, it was all about him off the striker again, and he just didn't get game time to show because Benitez just didn't like him, didn't want him. So, you know, it's how that works, I suppose.
I thought Torres and Keane were going to be the
I thought they were going to be amazing. Honestly, I think everyone in Liverpool thought they were.
I even put them both in the dream team.
Did you, yeah?
Yeah, it didn't happen, did it?
No, it just didn't. But then it didn't get enough time either because Benitez was very pig-headed and saying, listen, I do not want this player. So, do not want this player. So,
all right.
Anyway, but to be honest, as you said, it could be a good move. It could be a good move for Villa. It's bodies, it's experience in the Premier League, and that's the biggest thing, isn't it?
Yeah, experience. They've got a young squad.
Kasabian are over here.
Great band.
Are they?
Brilliant band. Brilliant UK band. Yeah. Love the football. How is this? We've got free tickets for the Sydney gigs and for the Melbourne gigs.
that's
so
awesome.
We're going to put a competition out there, put it online in a day, got quite a few emails straight away, but we will fix it.
Can you get tickets for the course?
No, Johnny, we can't get tickets for the course. I'll just buy the DVD and put them in the dark.
Where's they work?
All I need to know, to win these... You didn't have to see.
Jesus Christ.
You just have the brother to say I've been at one of the calls. Anyway, to win the tickets for either Sydney or Melbourne, visit our site, fftu.net. And the question is, Kasabian support their home team town. Which team is it? And the clue is, Spencer Pryor played for them. Now, I know you're going to go through a whole list with Spencer's clubs, but he did play
for
this
club. You're asking 15. Me the question?
No, it's a competition.
Okay.
Don't give it away.
I'm sure
you can
answer. No, don't answer.
No, but I'm sure I gave the answer last week.
No.
Listen back. No, that's good.
All right, listen back to last week. Then.
That's another clue.
Subscribe. All right, so we're going to have to wrap up now, but just to finish, Jess... You're obviously off to the SFS to watch Sydney FC in a minute, and you've just...
No one else going.
Oh, you're going.
Yeah. Yeah, me, Jamie O'Backer.
You know what? Brilliant news. Sydney FC fans were playing the Central Coast Mariners fans and beat them this morning.
Oh, fantastic.
You remember what happened when the last morning. Time we played this morning? Was 5-4?
What were they playing in that?
It was a six-a-side.
Was it ping pong or something?
No, it was football. Yeah.
Great.
Remember what happened last time we played Central Coast 5-4?
With fans? No, I wasn't here for that one.
No, in the actual
game. Oh, in the actual game, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, up at Blue Top. Brilliant. Anyway, well done, boys. Well done, beating Central Coast fans. Let's hope we do it for Dogger, who lost his life this week. And let's hope that we turn it on
hope
for
today. Hope there's a good reception for that today.
I hope so, too. Yeah, I know the club's doing something, so that's great.
Yeah, that'd be good. However, the result, I would obviously...
These are the games we win.
You keep saying that. These are the games we win. Brilliant.
All right, it's time to wrap it up.
No Matty Simon today, though, obviously.
Bring it on.
Left, so it's,
bring it on.
Come on, the Mariners.
We're hitting 47 minutes now, guys, so let's wrap it up. Let's say thank you very much to the Cheers Bar for putting the food on. That almost got finished.
The ash browns are amazing.
Thanks for almost killing Jane.
Jane, you
with a heart attack.
I had such high hopes for you.
I can't wait till my challenge.
She's been really quiet since she stopped, though.
Well, you're married to a header from Sheffield's.
Pretty full. Which is cool, because what I can do... Is it content?
Yeah,
I can just send her off in a taxi now and she'll be sleeping for the rest of the day. So we're
getting the ale.
Are we going for a pint, lads?
Well, we're here. Let's get some more free Budweisers. Yeah. Cheers. Thank you, cheers. Thank you, Budweiser.
For the $20 buckets, 4 for $20 buckets that we've been having here. So there's been a few buckets passed around, as you can tell by this podcast. It's been a little bit louder than the last few. So we'd like to thank very much Cheers Bar, and if anyone wants any other business, and goodbye. And
yeah, thanks for listening.
Twitter there,
and don't forget to listen to the UK football podcast as well. They're the guys.
We should get them out.
Have you got an address for it? Have you got a link or anything?
At UK football. Well, Jane, you're waving at me. You look like a windmill. What's up? What do you want me to say?
She was doing the white handkerchief Real Madrid.
J-Mo's going to do the next food challenge.
Oh, are you?
It's a curry.
It's a curry one. I mean,
it's a curry.
So next week, J-Mo's
on curry next week.
You're going to do it.
Yeah.
Do you realise this is going to be a big curry and a hot curry?
No. Listen, Abe, we can't do it too hot because
if he doesn't give me a sweat, I'm sending it back.
We need J-Mo. Some plastic for the floor.
I hate you for many football reasons, but goddamn, I'm on your side for this one, lads.
So this is because that's the pre-match breakfast. So next week we're doing the after-match curry and chips.
Brilliant. And I'm.
I'll bring my own naan bread.
Bring your own naan bread.
All right. It's happening next week.
All I can say is that today, after this, we're going out having a few bevvies, the game, and all that sort of stuff. Next week, I'm not standing anywhere near you.
All right, so we're going to finish up now. So my name's Lee. Thank you very much, Lee. And you can follow me at FFDU on Twitter. Jess, how do we get you?
You can follow me at Gorgeous on Twitter.
As she is. Johnny, we'll just retweet you because we keep forgetting yours.
Hence a 7
I think this is Gus.
Yes.
Any female under the age of 70 you want to play 18 follower?
You sound like Gus.
Under the age of what?
Next week, guys. 70. Come on, man, see.
J-Mo, are you not on Twitter?
I am, but I'm not plugging it.
Oh,
because you'll get shitloads of abuse. That's why I come today.
because he has credibility.
Yeah. Well, Jane gets an iPhone on Tuesday, so she's going to join.
Oh, here
Twitter.
We go.
All right.
Dragged in.
Brilliant.
Follow
me on SteveLL4. Come on the Mariners today.
Excellent. And I'm at Mr. Barbarian, double R Barbarian. Thank you very much, guys. We'll talk to you later. Have a good one, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Cheers.